All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is Tuesday. May, what is it? 21st. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
So yeah, today it's what? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Tuesday. Yeah. 21st of May.
21st of May.
That about sums it up so far.
All right. So yeah, we're doing good so far, I think. Today, another opportunity for you to get in on that trip to London to see BTS. This is the one of the last days. I think tomorrow's the last day to get in on that. And then
we're just cutting it off midweek.
Yeah, because we got to get a winner on Thursday, because then you got to turn around and fly.
When is the trip? Is it soon?
Well, June 1st.
Oh, it's June 1st.
Yeah, so I mean, wow. we got to get your butt on a plane.
Yeah, you better, hopefully you have a passport.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things is like, you know, you have to click a box that says, I have a passport.
Okay.
So.
That's good. Yeah. Hopefully you have luggage.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah, I mean, you know.
Hopefully you don't have to do a massive amount of shopping to prepare.
5 days, 4 nights, you could probably get away with just like a.
You know what? Just take an empty suitcase and then just buy everything in London. You come back with a bunch of London clothes.
That's baller status.
How baller would that be?
Yeah, that's definite baller status right there for sure. Yeah, so a new phone tap on the way today. And did you happen to catch any of The Bachelorette last night?
I did for a little bit. And then my husband came upstairs and shamed me.
Okay, yeah, I could see why he did.
And I stopped.
All right.
And I realized what I was doing. Like, I got caught. Like, kind of in a, you know how you get caught in a wormhole in YouTube videos?
You get that a lot.
Yeah. I just get caught, and then I'm like, oh.
Like, yesterday, for like 4 hours, you were in this Keanu Reeves wormhole because
that
you
was a
realized.
Excessive. It was like an hour, but it was still.
It was more like two,
Yeah, you just get caught sometimes, and then I stumbled upon the Voice finale.
Oh, that happened?
And then I hung there for a while.
Voice finale.
And then I went to bed.
Okay.
I just, you know how you just get caught? I'm like, it's squirrel, and then it holds me for a while.
Well, it was like the other night captive. When I happened to just be watching Paradise Hotel.
Really disturbing.
And it was one of those things where I was watching it, and then I'm like, what am I doing?
So is it the same premise where are people getting voted off
I was
and
not
other
watching
people
it.
Joining from the audience?
I was not watching it with any sort of...
you weren't paying attention?
No. I was just like...
Well, you know enough
staring.
That Kristen Cavallari is like the host, right? You know
yeah.
that part.
Yeah.
Okay, but you couldn't grasp whether like people are getting voted out, people from the audience are getting voted out. Isn't that the premise of the
people
show?
People were getting voted out, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't know what else was happening. So.
All right.
It's just one of
were there attractive people at least to hold your attention?
And they're all tan.
Of course. Well, it's a tropical location, right?
Sure.
Sure. Okay, that's fun.
Right.
We really need to examine our lives and what's holding our attention. I'm not going to shame myself for the Keanu Reeves little wormhole because guess what? John Wick 4 already has a release date. Look at that.
Wow.
I'm in it. I'm so about it.
You figured it out.
I'm about it.
All right.
I'm about it. What does that say about me? It's an incredibly violent series.
Sure.
Like, he's a hitman.
Yeah.
And then the hitman are trying to kill the hitman. It is like, the whole thing is they have this little hotel, little club. It's like a fight club, but it's murder club.
Aw, how adorable.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's so violent, but all right. I'm all about it. What does that say about me?
I'm sure.
I don't know. Do I need therapy?
I'm sure psychologists could do a case study just on this show in and of itself.
Yeah, like it's like The Bachelorette and then John Wick. Those are real different.
Yeah, you've got some extremes
both
rolling
hold
there.
My attention. I don't know why.
Setting the bar coming up here in just a few minutes.
Don't be us. That's the first
sure,
one.
Sure.
Have better viewing habits.
Better
ways to spend your time.
That is the case as well. We go to Ohio for setting the bar. That is coming up here in just
state.
A few. On 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can always get us on Alexa. Just ask, play 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast. You can get live radio. You can get all that right there. Setting the bar coming up here in just a few minutes. Small examples of what not to do. We turn to Ohio, and we also say from time to time that, like, hunger rage is a real thing.
Oh, yeah. When you're hangry, man, you make bad choices.
You make really bad choices.
Yeah.
Pepperoni should not be the reason for your rage.
Pepperoni's delicious. However,
it is delicious.
Let's keep it in perspective.
We'll dive into that. State of the Bar on the way. Here with me, 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. State of the Bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without, threatening someone over pepperoni, you're doing okay.
Listen, pepperoni's delicious. Let's not get violent over it.
Right. Kind of a scary situation in Ohio there. A guy threatened a Pizza Hut manager because there wasn't pepperoni on his pizza.
Sometimes mistakes happen. You just kindly go up to the counter and say, excuse me, I believe you forgot my pepperoni. And most of the time, they will make it good.
So here's the thing. He ordered online, came in to pick it up, then called to complain once he got home about his order, arrived a few minutes later at the restaurant, walked inside, threatened to come around the counter, hurt the manager.
Again, it's always best to approach these situations with kindness.
That's when he decided he was going to go outside, grab his gun from his car, wave it in the air.
Wowie, wow, wow, wow!
Yeah.
This is spiraling out of control at record speeds.
All because of pepperoni.
Because pepperoni? You're that hangry over this that we get to this level? This is where we go, Ohio?
Here's the thing. Police knew the guy's name and address because, again...
Oh, he's a regular?
Placed it online.
Oh, that too.
Okay. Placed the order online.
All right.
Arrested at his house and charged with menacing.
There is a little bit of a trail.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure that out.
When we say, like, hanger is a real thing,
it is a real thing. And some of us...
But the way you deal with that...
Handle that differently.
Yeah, I was going to say, really does separate you from our friend in Ohio
there. I will say most of us handle that differently.
Yeah.
A little, I'll go ahead and say better. We handle it better.
All right.
Yes.
So there you go. That's Side of the Bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without threatening someone over pepperoni.
Well, dear Lord, Pizza Hut in Ohio, you best be getting your pepperoni orders correct next time.
Yes, so. You're going to pay
for it in a big way.
That's Side of the Bar, guys.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 610. Good morning. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hi there.
Good morning, Kat.
Good morning.
Enjoy no school in Kentucky as the primary election day is today. So,
that snuck up on me.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I was like right now years old when I realized that was happening.
Welcome to no school today because primary election is today.
All right, there you go.
Guess
I got to go vote today, right?
For sure. So there you go. It is 79, supposed to be the high today, 54 right now. And feel good story. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. I don't know if you guys heard about this cafeteria worker in New Hampshire who got let go because she gave a student a free lunch. But now... this celebrity chef, Jose Andreas, who has his own Spanish TV show and credited for bringing like all this sort of like cuisine to the United States, offered her a job.
That's fantastic.
Her name is Bonnie. He offered this job. He wanted her to apply for a job at his Washington, D.C. based food company. So
you could say there's justice for Bonnie.
We could say
there's justice for Bonnie. There is
now.
I mean, it's.
I don't think there's any sort of connection between Cracker Barrel in Southern Indiana.
Like Brad's wife.
Brad's wife, Bonnie.
Yeah. Well, no, Brad's wife. Her name wasn't Bonnie. It's Nanette.
But there was
a Bonnie who needed justice on the show a long time ago.
Oh, justice for Bonnie. It can't be Kelly.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I was getting my Bonnies confused.
Exactly. It's fine. But yeah. So I don't think there ever was justice for Brad's wife at Cracker Barrel, but it's good that there's justice for Bonnie.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, she has since been offered her job back. She said, no, I'm not going to take my job back.
Good for you, Bonnie. Because you know what? It's like, no, you fired me for giving a kid a free lunch? Are you serious?
Yeah. The student couldn't afford his $8 tab, and so she gave it to him.
As the daughter of a lunch lady, my mom was a lunch lady for 18 years in our high school cafeteria. I love this lady.
Yeah. So Bonnie, she hasn't yet said if she'll take Chef Andreas up on his offer.
Hey, Chef Andreas. Bonnie says, yes, we're going to go ahead and accept for her.
We're going to go ahead and accept for her. And actually, if you could just go ahead and bring some of your samples of food over here.
We wouldn't mind.
Swing it by to Louisville, Kentucky on your way over to New Hampshire. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We just give and give.
Yeah, a little feel good there. Brought to you by Ray's Ford.
Justice for Bonnie.
Justice for Bonnie.
Yes.
99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This Thursday, we have our DJ experience with the band Noted live at a Loft Hotel. If you want to reserve your spot, just get in at WDJX.com, click
there
win.
There are plenty of opportunities
to
do that right now.
For sure. So it's this Thursday there at a Loft downtown. It's kind of in the late afternoon around, I think, 4 or 5-ish, something like that. So
plenty of room.
Plenty of room. If you can just reserve your spot, just go in there, see them, little meet and greet there. For the band Noted, 99.7 DJX.
Catchy little song, too, by the way. Catchy little tune. Catchy.
Hey, can I just say that A-Rod is just like you and me?
Do share.
Are you talking about...
Yes.
Okay.
A-Rod.
You know what?
Just like you and me.
Not really, though. No one wants to see me doing that.
I'll explain after NF. 99.7 DJX. I will say that A-Rod is just like the rest of us. And I'm going to give you two stark examples of why.
Okay.
One,
if
you're on his Instagram, you will notice that maybe a week ago, he was taking a video inside J-Lo's like practice studio as she's practicing for like her tour or like a performance or something with J-Lo, like doing her special J-Lo dances with her dancers behind her.
Didn't she do in Vegas?
Like just doing some sort of like just wearing like warm up, like exercise clothes.
Okay.
And he just is like in selfie mode.
Right.
Like a little shot of him.
Like, just look at my girlfriend.
Yeah. Just looking, dude's doing a video. So it's like, you know, look, if your girlfriend is J-Lo, I'm probably doing the same thing too. I'm videoing that. Another reason why he is just like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. He uses the phone on the toilet.
Absolutely.
Why
we know
do we
that.
Know that?
We know that.
Because of a picture last week of A-Rod sitting on the toilet taking from through his window of his 36th floor New York apartment.
Yeah, I am a
36th floor.
So it's the 36th floor.
Creeped out.
And someone with a high powered lens took a photo through the bathroom window of A-Rod literally just sitting
on
the toilet.
Throne.
Sitting on the throne, scrolling through Instagram or doing whatever we do.
Does he keep his windows open when he takes a dump?
Well, he's on the 36th floor of a high rise.
I'm not thinking that anyone's looking at that point either.
The apartments are kind of close in New York.
I don't. So the way it is, yes, there are curtains. The curtains are open. So now his lawyer is kind of jumping in on the whole thing.
It may or may not be legal. There's a chance that the DA can go after this person under what's called unlawful surveillance charges. Because if he took a picture for the purpose of degrading A-Rod for no legitimate purpose, then he could potentially face criminal charges.
Well, yeah, I would think the photographer would know, hey, I wouldn't want that printed, published, put anywhere out there on planet Earth if I'm A-Rod. I don't think any of us want a picture of us on the toilet put out there for the world to see. I'm just guessing.
Right, right.
I mean, I'm not A-Rod. I didn't talk to him, but I'm guessing.
Listen, I'm sure J-Lo has those sort of photos on her phone. I'm sure A-Rod has photos of J-Lo in some compromised positions on his phone.
Do you think he took a picture of his feet and sent it to... to J-Lo?
Oh,
like you do to your wife?
I do that every day. Uh-huh. I snap my wife with a picture of my
hairy
feet.
I'll tell you what I'm doing, hon.
Of my foot in the bathroom. So,
that's
great. just to let her know, things are happening.
There should be some places that are sacred. There should be.
Well, they
are. For everybody. Without fear of someone taking a picture of you.
Hey, listen, I know my wife has compromised photos of me on her phone because she literally sent one to me just the other day that was like, oh, hey, look what I discovered scrolling through my photo feed on Google.
Was she the one taking them or did like the kids take one?
No, she
took her phone.
She took a photo of me. Yeah.
Look at you.
It was just in the bathroom.
You guys are so crazy.
Me with... my infant daughter Zoe at the time.
I can tell you we do not do that.
Yeah.
In our household.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's better that you take a picture of your foot than the final product.
True.
Yeah, but he's done that before.
I've done that too.
Then!
Yeah, no. And I don't send it to my wife. I'm not a lewd person.
Then who do you send it to?
Yeah, I send it to my best friend, Mike.
Oh my God.
Obviously.
Is that part of your bromance?
Yes.
Look at this. It's impressive.
So there you go. That's the latest on A-Rod. That's my whole point. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You ever put something out on the curb of your house in the hopes that the garbage men will not have to pick it up? That the neighborhood will just dissolve it away?
Like as what? In just people will walk by, take it
yep.
off your hands.
Yep. So I had this little Tykes, like little outdoor house.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of those things that I've had since like my 15-year-old daughters, Isabel and Sophia, were like 4 years old.
So it wasn't suitable to like sell on Craigslist.
I mean, it had some weather wear because obviously it's been outside for 11 years, right? Okay. So I was like, okay, well, Zoe's older. She doesn't necessarily need it anymore. I do have a niece who's like 2 years old, 2-3 years old, who comes over and she'll get in sometimes, but it's like...
Was this the one that morphed into a chicken coop for a while?
Yes.
Okay.
I had modified it to make it into a chicken coop.
Yeah, let's not have kids playing it after it's been a chicken coop anymore, right?
Oh, I mean, I brought it back to life.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I took the chicken wire off of it and everything, okay. And everything was fine.
It's brand new again.
Yeah, brand all new. Right.
Did you sanitize
it? It didn't look like it was a chicken coop at any... At the time.
All right.
So anyways, so I
but
was like...
It's bleached out from the sun and all the stuff, yeah.
I was like, all right, well, I don't want to necessarily go through the hassle of trying to sell it on Craigslist, so I'm just going to drag it out front, and hopefully, like, the garbage men will never even have to see it.
Like, right, like so the it's not going to end up in a landfill. Right. We don't want that.
Right, exactly. I'd love to be able to just pass it on
pay
to maybe,
forward,
maybe someone else who has a little kid who maybe wants to, hey, oh, wow, cool little area, you know, playhouse.
Did you put a little sign on it that says, please, take it?
I didn't. And that was the thing. I was, so, like, it had been a couple days, and I'm like, oh, gosh. People think it's probably just some kid's, like, little lemonade stand.
Well, yeah.
And they don't want to take it off of that.
True. Some critters probably made it the home there.
But the unwritten rule of... the front of your house, the easement, the curbside is you put anything there and that's fair game.
That's for the taking.
Yeah, that's
maybe
fair game.
They didn't
want
to hurt your daughter's feelings if they were like leaving a spot they could have been playing in.
Yeah.
But to us, it's obviously curbside.
But when you see something there like that, you're thinking, oh, I don't want to crush a little girl's dream.
Exactly.
So I think I figured it out. I think the neighborhood wanted to wait until no one was there. So it was almost like they were stealing it.
Right.
because...
Honestly, yeah.
Maybe she didn't know Daddy put it on the curb.
It's a little bit more awkward when, like, you walk over and you know, someone's like, hey, what are you doing with this? Can I have it? And it's like, yeah, okay. Rather than just wait till no one's there and be like...
Under the cloak of darkness.
So I leave yesterday to take my daughters to dance, and I'm gone for, like, 5 minutes. I come back and I see two people like dragging
you
it down,
saw them taking it
down the street. It was the street about 100 yards.
Oh wow.
I was like, there it is.
All
it's
right.
Gone.
Oh, victory is yours.
Live a great life.
Oh, it's going on to chapter
right.
two.
It's going on.
It's starting
live
chapter
a great
two.
Life.
Wow.
See you, little Tykes.
Oh,
I loved you.
So glad. It didn't get picked up by the garbage people.
I know. I was getting the sweats. So I was like, I don't want that to go to a landfill.
No.
I'd love for it just to like evaporate.
Yes. Evaporate
into the neighborhood somewhere.
All right. Absorbed.
I'll be honest. When you started saying you didn't want the garbage people to get it, I thought this meant like you were embarrassed by something you were putting in the garbage.
No.
Where are we going right now?
Yeah. No, not at all. I want it to live its next life for sure. So,
yeah. If there's one thing we learned from like Toy Story, all the Toy Story movies, is that these toys have lives.
Yeah. Even a little Tykes Playhouse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Has its own life.
Yes, it wants to be lived in by little children.
Like a bounce house.
And not chickens.
Where we've got bounce house misconnections coming up next. Want to thank everybody who came out to the Foo Fest over the weekend. That was fun. A lot of people had fun. There was everything from unicorns to bounce houses, obstacle courses, food trucks, beer, craft beer,
a lot.
All that.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, got a chance to meet a lot of people and everything. Hi, Bryce. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So can you explain a little bit about this message you sent us?
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, you know, after the trauma of this whole situation subsided, I thought of your show. All right. I saw you guys out at the food truck event on Saturday.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was having fun and stuff. You know, me and my friends, we were all there, and we decided that it would be a great idea to get in one of those adult bouncy houses that they had.
Yeah.
And so my friends, you know, we go up there, and I had to wait outside of the bouncy house because there were, like, too many people in there or whatever. Yeah. And so it was just me waiting, and I was like, oh, great, you know, like, I'm going to have to go in by myself, but whatever. Then this girl and her friend, they come up and they get in line behind me, right?
All right.
And they were both pretty attractive, and like we exchanged a little like small talk or whatever, you know. So like bonus, right?
Yeah.
Well, when it was our turn, you know, all three of us go in, and then this is where it gets awkward.
Okay.
So we're all jumping around, and you know, having a good time, laughing and everything. And that's when I had a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, gosh.
So yeah, you're not talking about upstairs. You're talking about downstairs, aren't you?
Yes. I was wearing some gym shorts and boxers, right? and we're jumping up and down. And, well, I didn't know I was going to be jumping at a bounce house. But anyway, we're jumping up and down, and my little friend popped up to say hi.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
All right, and so you didn't mean for that to happen, right? That wasn't, like, part of your game?
No.
Okay.
No, it was an accident. And, like, okay. So, like, my pants didn't fall down, right? Like, my shorts didn't really fall down. They just kind of raised up too much.
Okay. Okay.
And like, then my, you know, trouser monkey was freed. It was just, like, a split second.
Oh, my God. So just a split second, this happens.
It happened real quickly.
Are you sure she saw it? Are you sure she saw it?
I don't know. You know, it happened real quickly, and almost immediately, the person running the bounce house thing said our time was up.
Uh-huh.
And like, I just kind of, like, fixed it real fast. And the girls got out first, and then they just left. So I don't... Yeah, I didn't know if I should, like, apologize or whatnot, you know, but when I got out, they were already pretty far away.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Ah,
yeah.
Oh, dang.
So what is the purpose right now of you telling us?
Well, I guess I'm just putting it out there to tell them it was unintentional.
Okay. And maybe, were you vibing with her?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, now that they've seen the lieutenant, I'm just wondering... You know, maybe if they're interested in going out sometime, I'm shooting my shot.
Bryce, you're shooting your shot.
He's shooting a shot for both of them.
This is Bounce House Miss Connection.
Wow. Bryce, I commend you for owning up to it.
Yeah.
I commend you for even following up.
No, but I get why you want to explain that, too. I do. I get that you need to explain that wasn't intentional and that wasn't what you were trying to go for. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that could be misinterpreted,
right.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Bryce, I thank you. We will follow up with you
let's hope we find her.
Okay, wait. Listen, if you are one of the two attractive females at the bounce house with Bryce.
Was there one in particular you were really into, or was it just either one? Fine.
Then contact us right now.
All right, we'll leave it open.
Oh, gosh. Bryce, thank you, man.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, Bryce doesn't sound like he's really going to be picky.
No.
Like, if one of them wants to reach out, he's cool.
So, this has been a bonus version of Bounce House Missed Connection.
We're here for you, dude.
We are here for you.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Greg texts in, is like, is this a Craigslist Missed Connections? No, Greg. It's a Bounce House Missed Connection.
It's kind of the same thing. A little subcategory, though.
By the way, like, if you want to dive in on the comments on our Facebook page, at Ben and Kelly Show, a lot of people have opinions.
Are they invested
about
in the relationship?
Bryce. A lot of people have opinions about Bryce.
All right.
So,
well, you know what? He wanted to clarify some stuff.
That's right.
He wanted to clarify it.
That's right.
Clear it up. Yeah. Any misunderstanding that might occur.
Melanie commented, WTH. No underwear with gym shorts. He wanted his little buddy to be out there.
Maybe he thought he would impress them.
Well, maybe he just didn't. He is like not experienced in bounce house stuff.
You're right.
Maybe it was just inexperience.
All right. So we get even more awkward coming up here in just about 10 minutes as Kelly and I stand in the shower and ponder life.
Okay. Listen,
I mean, I don't. Does this like surprise you every single week?
It's,
does it? just come up like and surprises
just,
you?
It does, like my soul dies a little every week.
Every single week,
it
huh?
just keeps dying a little bit more and more.
By the end of this run, and I know this show will come to an end at some point.
At some point.
At some point this show will come to an end, and all you're going to have are the memories of the awkwardness.
The memories.
You're just going to have the memories. 99.70JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you haven't seen the video yet to that time-traveling country western for Old Town Road with Billy Ray and Lil Nas X, it's up at our website at WDJX.com.
You can just tell me about it. Just tell me about it.
Your life is void if you're not
really?
Watching. Yes.
I'm missing out that much?
Absolutely.
I saw the Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran trippiness that was. I feel like I'm good.
Oh, that video is great.
That is.
I love that video.
It is fun.
That's green screen magic with
I
that.
I just want to know what was involved in coming up with the concept of that.
Probably, you know, Dr. Peppers and pizza late night.
Herbal
Lots
tea.
Sure, maybe, perhaps.
Herbal tea.
Coming up, Kelly and I stand in the shower awkwardly and ponder life. Ah! Some of the big decisions and some of the big questions you have arise from just standing alone in the shower.
Or together.
Or together. Call us Shower Thoughts. Coming up next. Yeah. Ariana Grande on 99.7 DJX. We've got tickets for her show in Nashville to give away starting next week on 99.7 DJX.
Whoa.
I know.
That just happened.
That's right.
I mean, you like no warning. You just kind of nonchalantly put that out there.
You know what? I just lay it on you like that just so you can marinate in it a little bit. All right.
Okay.
That sound is the sound of Kelly and I standing awkwardly in the shower, just pondering life. Call it Shower Thoughts.
You know, at some point, an earthquake has caused someone, somewhere, to lose a game of Jenga.
By the same thought, someone's probably won a game of Jenga, too.
Probably.
There you go.
Probably.
Last half full
that
of
the
year.
That's yeah, right. Absolutely. That's right. But yeah, isn't that the worst? Like, you're
okay,
on a roll.
I got it.
Like
I got
you're
it.
Almost
rumble,
there.
Rumble, rumble, rumble. Oh!
And it's just a minor little yeah. quake. It's that's a little fine. Shaken. It's unfortunate.
So unfortunate. You know, I thought about this the other day. The person who actually invented the toilet plunger was probably the most embarrassed genius of their time. I mean...
Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm the guy like, that just got like, the thing that gets the poo stuck
it's like at the out of the toilet. At the patent office, they're yeah. like, what's this? Well it's a stick that helps unclog special logs in pipes. Really? Why do you need that?
It's so necessary. But yeah, okay.
Shower thoughts.
Hey, you know Disney's Tarzan? Remember Tarzan?
I've heard of him.
Like the original animated Tarzan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Why didn't he have a beard? Why? So clean shaven and baby faced, is he not?
Maybe he's...
Maybe
you're telling me...
I don't know.
He never sprouted any 5 o'clock shadow, nothing? Nothing?
Maybe Jane likes him clean shaven.
I don't know. I don't think they had razors in the jungle.
This is all very true.
I mean, he should be more aggressive than you, Ben Davis. I'm just saying.
All right, one more shower thoughts. Guys, we literally have beaver duck hybrids on this planet and nobody talking about it.
What?
Are you talking about a platypus?
Platypus. Like, why people aren't saying more things about the platypus? I have no idea. It's a beaver duck hybrid.
That is a glorious animal.
Why?
And a special agent if you watch Phineas and Ferb.
If you watch Phineas and Ferb, yes, you're right. You're right.
Agent P.
There you go. That's shower thoughts. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, an opportunity for you to get in on that trip to London to see BTS. It is BTS in London, the trip, June 1st, or the concert, June 1st.
Maybe you brush up on your British.
Maybe.
So you can speak the native language.
You can understand everything they're saying.
Exactly.
All right. That is on the way. Coming up here in just 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
On your way to BTS in London. Here's your winning word.
All right, this word could get you on a plane with your friend over to London to see BTS June 1st.
Across the pond.
Flower.
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 F-L-O-W-E-R?
Yeah, maybe to bake with. No.
That's the right way you spell that.
No.
It's like the kind that grow
kind
outside.
You smell. Yeah,
we're
flower.
Not good at spelling.
Flower.
Oh, honey.
Flower.
Okay. All right.
Don't confuse the two.
Yes, that's right.
Flour is not going to get you that much closer, but flower
will. You're
getting
confusing.
Sorry.
Let's not bring the other one in. We're not baking. We're planting.
All right, once again, hey, WDGX.com. Get flour into the website.
Why do they let us do these contests?
I don't know.
We break them every time.
Every time.
Every time we break them.
All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So we're just talking about lunch ladies and things like that.
Yes.
So this eighth grader in Austin is, his name is Ben Hoffer. He is trying to help the nearly $18,000 of school debt in the Austin school district, all in unpaid lunches.
Wow.
So, and a lot of school districts do this. It's kind of like the no child turned away type of thing where, where every kid gets a hot lunch.
Even if they can't pay for it.
Even if they can't pay for it. Mm-hmm. But like in Austin, what happens is they charge it back to their parents. So it's like they build up a tab, you know?
Right.
So it's like, all right.
$18,000 there?
Yeah. So little Billy can't pay today. So, all right, well, we're going to put that $7 at his lunch cost, you know, on his
and
bill.
And it adds up.
So it adds up. And across the entire school district, about $18,000 worth of like school debt is there now. So Ben Hoffer, he's an eighth grader. So he was working on this project in school where they were like, hey, we want you to figure out a community issue and just kind of like talk about how you would solve it and, you know, how you would address it. So Ben, instead of just like doing that as a project, actually opened up a GoFundMe on April 21st as part of this semester-long project and already has raised about $8,000.
Wow.
To this project he's dubbed Lunch Counts.
That's great.
And so he's going to put it towards the school lunch debt there in Austin.
Well, now that more and more people are talking about it, I bet he's going to get a few more dollars rolling in.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. So there you go.
That's very cool. You know, it's not often that kids kind of look inward at their own little community as far as like their school and the school district for issues that need to be addressed. And a lot of times they're focusing on the greater community outside, but that's fantastic.
Look like kids are so smart and so intuitive and so it's just... outwardly thinking, it's great to see that.
And it goes in my parenting binder.
I was going to say, this has got to be one for your parenting binder.
Yes.
Ben Hoffer there, eighth grader out of Austin, Texas. There you are. Little feel goods. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Raise Ford, 99.7 DJX.
I should actually have an actual binder at this point.
I know. You continue saying that.
I have a lot of stories that I'm going to add, but I just haven't.
Oh, she's sweet, but 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Again, your winning word for BTS in London is flower. And again, you're spelling it flower.
Which is not the kind you bake with.
No, not at all. Did you see that Stranger Things 3 released a new trailer?
I saw that.
So it's pool scenes and hot lifeguards. That's what we're titling that.
I'm about it. Ladies.
So it's a bunch of bikes.
She's coming down.
Moms
and
at the pool.
Showtime.
Yeah. And
this is crazy.
It's the changing of the lifeguards. And
okay.
And then shirtless.
Listen, moms.
Shirtless lifeguards.
Stop being so thirsty.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. Thirsty lifeguards.
Okay.
And the moms are like with their compacts and getting all ready as, as
oh my gosh.
Shirtless lifeguard with.
Walking slowly.
Yep. Hey.
Blow that whistle.
No running.
No running.
No running on my watch. I got to warn you again and you're banned for life.
Right.
Want to be banned for life?
No.
Didn't think so.
That's right. I know. And so, yeah, it's just a pool scene, basically.
Afternoon, Billy.
Take the new suit, Mrs. Wheeler.
Thank you.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
I'm feeling some feelings I haven't felt in a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to see this trailer, you can. Just text us the word stranger, okay? Stranger. And
where's the upside down?
And we'll send you.
That's
all it was.
You don't get any upside down in that.
No, you don't. So it's a pretty simple thing, but it's the new trailer released for Stranger Things 3. You can just text us the word stranger. We'll send it over to you.
Their little trailers have been real cryptic.
They have.
They don't give you a lot.
It premieres July 4th, so I'm thinking
Wow, that's still so far away.
I know, but July 4th is what, a Thursday. And so if you've got the 5th off, I think by the time you roll back into work on the 8th,
you can get it done.
Yeah, you get the entire season done. Yeah.
How many do they normally give you? 10?
I don't know.
10 episodes?
I don't know.
Dang.
I don't know.
We know nothing about Netflix shows, like HBO shows, well, but we love to talk about it.
It just depends.
We know.
It depends on how many, you know, episodes per season. So anyway, Stranger Things 3. Just text this word stranger. We'll send you over the brand new.
Listen.
What?
If we've learned anything from Game of Thrones, it better be good. We have been waiting over a year.
Have we?
Over a year.
This isn't like the last season they've said, right?
No, I don't think they've said that. But it's been delayed. And we've been waiting extra long time for this.
All right. Speaking of Game of Thrones, fans have caught something about
another
the finale.
Issue.
Yep. Well, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So Game of Thrones finale, record-setting final season for HBO even. Over 19.3 million people tuned in to watch the finale.
Yeah, and when you talk about going back and watching it again, it's like the initial live broadcast is like 13 million.
I'm saying that's legally.
Yeah.
Like not counting all the people who are borrowing passwords from others and seeing it on Fire Sticks and
no
things like that.
No one does that, Ben.
All right.
That's not what we do.
That would be immoral.
Listen, I'm just waiting for my buddy to get the entire season of Game of Thrones season 8 on Plex so I can partake in it. But, you know, first it was the coffee cup, right?
Yes.
There was a coffee cup that was left in a scene with Daenerys and... It erupted.
It was on the table. And they're saying, like, there's some advertising executives are saying that was worth, like, $2 billion in free advertising for Starbucks, even though it wasn't even a Starbucks cup.
It wasn't even a Starbucks,
no,
right.
No, but everyone just assumed.
So now, during the finale, they caught a water bottle, a plastic 16-ounce water bottle behind the leg one of the actors there sitting at the round... table thing.
It's about the 46 minute mark.
So it's funny because Poland Springs Water tweets and goes, well, would you look at who it is or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And
so they just claimed rights.
And Dasani Water jumps in and goes, not so fast. So now the water Twitter accounts
are getting some
beef, right?
Yeah.
Right. Tossing some beef back and forth with one another. So, yeah, you can see it. We posted it up at WDJX.com. But, yeah, it's right there in King's Landing.
Yeah.
There's this water bottle.
You can see it.
And at the base of one of the actor's feet there.
Like, they thought that they had tucked it safely behind their little leg there. And then, nope, there's some eagle eyes that caught it, zoomed in. Like, look what I see. You know what? At least we know they're hydrated.
That's right.
That's important.
That's right.
It's important to stay hydrated.
You know what? And back then, they didn't know like that plastic bottles were harmful for the environment.
They didn't
even
know.
How are they going to know?
Yeah.
How are they going to know?
We can't blame them for that.
They didn't have recycling set up yet.
That's right. That's
absolutely
right. They didn't even know that. I mean, they could probably just they melt them with the dragon's breath. But,
sure.
You know, maybe that's what they did. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
That's probably not good for
the environment. They were
probably
recycling the bottled water.
They were recycling the bottled water.
With the dragon's breath.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
So anyways, there, Game of Thrones. If you want to see that little slip up there for the second time, WDJX.com.
We've also got up there Entertainment Tonight. Ask the cast if they were happy how the show ended. Because, you know, it was very controversial. There were some people upset.
Well,
people that loved it. So what did the cast think?
One of the main characters, I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but one of the main characters saw the final script and thought it was a joke at first.
Uh-oh.
And then was like, really? Oh, you're serious. Okay.
You know what's
so
bad
there,
when that
so there
happens.
You go.
So here's my question. If can you, as a cast member, now it's over, and you don't have to really necessarily worry about repercussions about what you might say, do you get honest and say, yeah, I thought it was awful?
I mean,
do you say that?
Well, I,
even though
I
it's
don't
over,
know. No. I
or
think
is
the
everyone
entire,
gonna be like, oh yeah?
No, I think
great,
I think the entire
geniuses.
Series. I think the entire series was amazing. Here's the thing: there were so many main characters in that show.
Yeah,
so many main characters to tie it up with all those subplots was extremely difficult. You know, when you have all these other huge shows that have final seasons, they're like just a couple main characters that it's kind of easy just to tie a bow on. you know, the series, but when you've got literally like 15, 20 different main characters from different families, different houses, things like that,
yeah.
you've got to figure out how to tie all that up. Not everybody's going to be happy with how you do it.
Do you know somebody else that's done something similar to that? Tying 22 movies over 10 years together, you know who does that?
If you even say Marvel.
Universe. The Marvel Universe does it way better. The Marvel Universe is perfection. Right.
So anyways, if you want to see that, Game of Thrones, WDJX.com, the little water bottle there.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, we're going to introduce you to a member of the Haas and Pepper household. He just needs a friend. Needs a friend real bad.
I'm going to go as far as to say this might be the black sheep of the Haas and Pepper family.
Sure, Derek.
No, that. I'm sorry. That just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, Derek.
Oh, Derek.
Derek has some interesting questions and requests.
I feel like Derek is kind of hanging out in the corner at the family gatherings at the Haas and Pepper household.
Sure.
You think?
All right. Phone tap coming up here less than 10 minutes. Hang on. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Congrats again to Breanna Taylor, who is headed on that Days of Summer cruise where she will be on the same boat as Post Malone.
I heard them talking on the phone to her in the office yesterday, kind of like finalizing details. I was like, kind of like... just giddy for
her. Yeah, yeah,
no. Living a fun little life.
Absolutely.
She
was super excited about that. Of course, that'll be an amazing DJ experience. And you're going to hear and have opportunities at a bunch of different DJ experiences here along the summer as we offer you a bunch of different trips with the All Access Summer and a bunch of different like little intimate, small little shows. First one being on Thursday with Noted.
Yeah,
band Noted.
Kind of like stuff you can't really buy.
Right.
So just like... you know, because you know someone.
Yeah.
Hey, you know someone. Hey.
Hey, you got the papers? Listen.
But it's not like that. That makes it sound creepy.
Just reserve your spot, all
right?
At a loft on Thursday afternoon to see the band Noted. You can meet them. You can see some cool songs that they play. Up at WDGX.com, just click win, all right? Coming up next, want to introduce you to a newest member of the awkward Haas and Pepper family. His name is Derek.
He might be your favorite. You don't know.
You don't know. He's got an interesting ask for Charles. It's coming up after 5 seconds of summer.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Maddie sent us a little message. I really want you guys to phone tap my boyfriend Charles.
Okay.
He's the sweetest guy in the world. Aww. Maybe a little too sweet.
Sure.
Now, I don't want to make fun of him being gullible, but you guys can, right?
Yeah, we can.
LOL.
Sure.
Here's my phone number. I can tell you how to reach him. You guys are the absolute best.
All right. Well, welcome, Charles, to your phone tap.
Good morning. Tuxedo and formal wear. This is Charles.
Hi, Charles. It's Derek Haas and Pepper. I'm calling about a tuxedo reno for my wedding next month.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to need a tuxedo rental.
Okay, great. And how many in your wedding party?
Just me.
Okay, that's cool. Small wedding. Great.
Well, it's not really a small wedding. My fiance has a maid of honor and 3 other bridesmaids, but on my side, it's just me.
All right. That's great.
I mean, I'd like to have a best man and some groomsmen, but I just don't have a lot of friends like that, you see.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I've been married twice before, and the guys I used as best men before don't even want to be a best man for me again. They're both friends with my ex-wives, so they're not even coming to this wedding. I mean, I guess I could ask my brother to be my best man, but he didn't even ask me to be his best man, so screw him, right?
I can see where that would be complicated. So, just one tuxedo then.
Yeah. Hey, what did you say your name was again?
Mm-hmm. It's Charles.
I just had a great idea, Charles.
Okay.
How about if you were my best man?
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
No. Hang on. It would be perfect. I could tell people that you're my old buddy, Charles, from college.
I'm sorry. That just doesn't seem right.
No. Hey, hear me out. You're Charles. I mean, we were buddies back in college. We lost touch for a while, but then we got back in touch like on Facebook, and like now we're like best friends.
I can't do that, sir.
Look. I'll rent my tux from you, and I'll rent one for you too. I mean, what color do you like? What color should it be?
Black, but sir, I don't even know you. I can't be your best man.
Oh, black's perfect. Yeah. What? Here, hang on. This is what we'll do. When we go out for my bachelor party,
oh my God.
I'll pay for everything, and I'll write the speech that you'll give at the reception.
No, I can't give a speech.
I mean, you have to. The best man always gives his speech, right?
Yeah, but I don't even know you. I'm sorry. I'd really like to help you. You know, but I can't be in someone's wedding I've never even met.
Okay. I understand. Look. I understand. I'll come in this afternoon so we can meet. And you can measure me for the tux. And I mean, once you've measured my inseam, we're pretty much best friends, right? Best friend?
hang on.
Listen, I'll pay for the tuxes. I'll plan the bachelor party. I'll write the best man speech. All you have to do is show up.
I don't know.
Come on, Charles. You're a good guy. You could do me a favor for this one time, right?
You really don't have any friends who can help you out.
No, I really don't.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I could do this.
Oh! See, don't mess with me, Charles. You don't have any idea how you're helping me.
I don't know. It still seems really weird.
I mean, it's not weird at all. No. I'm sure you get asked this stuff all the time.
No.
So it's set, right? You'll be my best man?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, Charles, you're the nicest guy ever. You're my best man. We're going to be best friends. I mean, I feel like we're going to do everything together from now on.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know about that. I don't even know your name.
Oh, no. Remember, it's Derek Hossenpepper. I mean, but you may know me as another name on 99.7 DJX.
Wait, what?
Charles, it's Ben Davis. Maddie told us to give you a call.
Are you guys kidding me? Oh, man.
Charles, you are the best.
Oh.
I mean, I cannot believe that you would say yes to a complete stranger to be a best man. That is awesome.
That's epic.
Oh, man. You had me going, man. You sounded so sad. That is so great. You guys are awesome.
Listen, you should call him Chuck now, your best friend.
I know. Oh, Chuck,
yes.
I tell you, listen.
Chuckles.
I'm going to start sending you pictures of my bathroom.
Yes.
And we're going to trade those photos. It'll
all
be great.
All the things.
It'll be great.
You know what? I mean, we'll talk five times a day.
This will be great.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of feel bad for Derek. I want to be his friend.
Oh, man.
I know.
There's going to be a lot of people come out of the woodwork for Derek. He's going to have the biggest wedding party ever.
There you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Just click on the podcast, or you can always ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast there. You can also get live radio. You can catch up on the phone tap.
When you say catch up, I'm hungry now.
Yeah, for sure. Some text messages, Christy. Most guys would say, sure, free alcohol, sure. Yeah, to be best man. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
I get that. Also, Katie rolls in with, this is the best. Yeah, Charles is was a nice dude. Nice guy.
He is slaying the game at the tuxedo shop, yes.
And then another text from Adriana. She's like, hey, every time... your traffic lady, Karen, says direction. I hear erection.
I do too.
Oh, that
it's a very
totally
strange traffic report with that word in it.
Listen, office lady, Karen, we're going to need to enunciate better.
Well, let's see.
Oh, do you have the tape?
Let's review
the tape.
If direction does in fact sound like something else.
Roll it.
Traffic right now is going to be across the Snyder. It's going in the southbound direction.
Now listen. Office Lady Karen.
Now listen, we've all had southbound erections before.
Southbound erection.
When that happens,
oh,
you just it's better.
Oh, wow.
Listen, it's better than northbound erections.
Stop.
All right? Listen, having southbound erections is much better than northbound because it's going to be way more awkward having the northbound erections. What about Hey, is that an eastbound erection?
No, it's not an official traffic term.
No, listen.
Stop.
Listen, though.
Oh, my God.
It's much more awkward having a northbound than southbound, right?
Do we get to fire her?
No, absolutely not. This is great.
Oh, this is great. It's not good.
It's going in the southbound direction.
Yeah, southbound direction. That's right.
Marvelous Lady Karen.
But again.
Okay.
That is much better than the alternatives, which would be east or west or north.
Stop.
Maybe I don't know a man's body well enough, but I feel like it's supposed to be east or west.
Stop talking.
Missy texted in and said, for the love of God, I nearly crashed my car. So sorry.
Which direction? Sorry.
Yeah.
Which direction?
No. All right. Sorry. We don't have the maturity to have a professional radio broadcast.
Do we need
sure.
traffic? Is it necessary?
Just open up Google Maps.
It'll tell you how long it takes you to get there.
Listen, Karen Johnson needs to say.
It's going in the southbound direction.
Again, as a public service, guys, bros, you're there with me, right? Wait, southbound directions are much better than having northbound or eastbound or westbound.
We can't even walk down the hall and tell her. She doesn't sit down the building.
So there you go. All right.
God.
Are we done? 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Clouds 79 today on primary election day, so that's why JCPS is without school here in Kentucky. So get to the polls, vote, stuff like that. 8:12. Here at DJX. All right, feel good stories. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So my sister has spina bifida. So I see these sort of stories, and I think it's kind of cool where this little two-year-old girl is learning how to walk. Because, you know, for those of you who don't know, spina bifida is a spinal condition where kids are born with their spine open, and it a lot of times causes them to have a reduced mobility in their legs, and depending on how severe, you know, sometimes they can't use their legs at all or whatever. Sure. So this little two-year-old girl is learning how to walk on a treadmill with the aid of Baby Shark.
Go! Catch the shark.
Oh, she's precious.
The little steps dirty.
It helps her keep the beat.
Yeah. She's
for her steps.
She's walking to the beat, you know. She's got little.
And doing a little dance.
Yeah, she's got little braces on to help her walk on the treadmill there.
Oh, she loves it.
She's like, I'm all about this. This baby shark lifestyle.
That's fantastic.
I'm all about it. Yeah, so, and actually, I saw another story just this week where people were using baby shark as the new staying alive for CPR.
Look at like, baby shark.
Really?
Yeah, in performing CPR, you know, you do it to the beat like, staying alive.
Yes, that's how you know the beat for the compressions.
Yeah, everybody has seen that episode of The Office. Everybody knows.
Sure.
But now they're saying that baby shark can also be used as a form of the CPR compressions.
That's amazing.
I feel like the doos are too fast.
Yeah. I feel like it is too.
I think the baby shark maybe. Baby shark doo-doo.
Yeah, that's not going to be right. No, that's going to mess you up.
I don't know about that. But anyways, there you go.
Let's rethink that.
A little feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Listener text in 502-571-9970. The creators of Baby Shark posted this last week. Baby Shark CPR, learning how to do CPR with Baby Shark. So they're mostly just talking about the actual beat of Baby Shark, not necessarily. Yeah, it's just
I get
a beat.
That.
Dun, dun, dun,
okay.
Dun. Okay. All right, I got it.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. All right.
Which,
yeah.
That's a happy little tune when you're trying to save a life.
Yeah, saving a life like that.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's funny because you found a clip of Celine Dion, who was on James Corden, the Late Late Show.
Yeah, how have we just now started talking about the fact that Celine Dion, the greatest singer in the world,
was on Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah.
She did that.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be able to make Baby Shark dramatic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo doo doo, baby shark.
I thought we were gonna get a chest bump there.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark.
Wow, look at that.
And
Celine
then, of
Dion.
Course, they are in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So they get on a little mini Titanic boat.
Sure.
And they go out the water with the fountains
right,
in front, right? And there's crowds everywhere, and they're singing My Heart Will Go On.
Yes. This is great.
It's epic.
This is great.
He's got Jack hair going on,
sure.
too.
Yeah.
She's wearing the blue necklace.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The jewel of the ocean.
The ocean, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
I'll sing it, Celine. Yes. Yes.
I mean, the tourists just there going, what is going on?
Right.
What is happening?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. What
it's
a beautiful,
fantastic.
Tender, touching moment that is.
It has all been deposited for you.
Okay.
Up at WDJX.com.
Okay.
You need to see all of it.
Because
they give away her shoes, too, to just people walking by on the street.
Yeah, because she's
walking
got
their baby.
3,000 of them.
Pairs of shoes.
Yes. Insane.
And she, like,
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember how we said James Holzhauer was taking a little break?
Yeah, Jeopardy, slaying the game.
Jeopardy guy, well, he's back on his historic run on Jeopardy. Monday won his 23rd consecutive game. So there, I have a screenshot from our afternoon guy, Garfield.
Oh, wow.
Who shows he is heads and tails above his
he's
two competitors.
He's got like 49,000. The others have 4,000 and 4,200. That is, it's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So he... listen, and that was only, that wasn't at the end of the game either.
Okay, so he ended up with what, over 89,000?
89,000 yeah. by the end of the game.
That's just
so
in one game.
He's at 1.7 million during his 23-game winning streak.
Okay.
Now,
does Jeopardy need to start a GoFundMe?
Ken Jennings, remember, he's got 2.5 million, but yeah. his took 74 games.
Right.
That was back in 2004.
Yeah, no, James is going to bust that wide open so before saying, he gets to that point.
They're saying 10 more games.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Yep.
He's got it in literally 10 games.
Yep. Because he's got the strategy and how he bets. And the amounts of money. That's how he's able to get it that high.
He's the gambler, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he's only missed 27 questions. In his entire run.
Wow.
He's answered 841 correct, 27 incorrect.
I feel like they're going to have to make a rule. No more gamblers coming on this show after this guy.
Well, I mean, there have been some modified rules since even Ken Jennings was on.
Yeah.
Because Ken Jennings kept putting $69. He bet $69 in his final Jeopardy just as a, you know.
Right, and, so he doesn't risk anything.
Right, and then Jeopardy was like, yeah, you can't do that anymore. Because of the double meaning of the numeral and the, and
that's
so,
totally
so
why
I don't,
doing it.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I don't know if there's going to be any sort of like residual rules after James is done with his run on Jeopardy,
sure.
But he was using birthdays as kind of a way to his strategies. He's still doing that. That was kind of how he was coming up with the amounts of money he was betting.
Yeah. I don't know. But this guy is. Literally the boss, and
he's
I'm going to go ahead
and
cancel my appearance on Jeopardy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because
like
that was coming up, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about applying, but I'm going to wait until he's done.
Yeah, if you've applied for the show and they give you the call right now, you should politely turn that down.
I bet Jeopardy producers they're getting that.
Oh, probably.
I bet they're getting that.
Yeah,
people are like,
you know what? Call me later.
I'm good.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sick.
Pretty sick. Don't want to.
Yeah.
Don't want to infect some other people.
Let's wait until that guy's done, and then you can call me back.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right, I think I'm probably going to be better in about a month, so...
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right, so there you go.
Wow.
James Holzhauer is back in 23 consecutive games.
He's flipping the script.
Flipping the script on everybody.
Slaying the game.
On 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Just a couple more days to get in on the BTS trip to London, okay? So when you're listening at 7-11, 4-7, and 9, get that winning word into the website at WDGX.com, and you could be flying off to London, England to see BTS in concert.
Are you talking about London, England?
Yeah, not London, Kentucky.
Right. Across the pond.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to say it like that.
Where Bob's your uncle?
Bob is, in fact, my uncle.
He's only your uncle over there, though.
Okay.
So, okay, yeah. I just wanted to clarify.
All right, yeah.
Where we're going.
All right.
All pack right. your bags. Pip, right. pip.
Hey, is anybody on board still with The Bachelorette or no?
Well, okay,
yay or nay?
Listen, I watched a little of it last night, and then my husband came up to the top stairs, and he looked at me and kind of shamed me with his face.
He did bachelorette shaming?
Yeah. And then he's like, you said you weren't going to watch. I was okay. And then I switched over to The Voice. So it's unfortunate that apparently I bailed before the Speedo contest,
Hang on a second. The Voice finale was on?
Apparently it was.
Okay, so here. There were a couple moments from The Bachelorette last night that Kat was the only one who actually spent time with it.
Right.
Got you guys.
All right, we'll get into that coming up here after Selena. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
Why do you say it like that? You're defeated already.
I guess there are a few people that are still watching The Bachelorette.
Listen.
So Kat is one of them.
Yeah. We started off strong because we were in support of
Brian Trinity
from Trinity High School, math teacher Brian, okay? And the world is getting robbed.
I don't think there's any one little algorithm you can use to find love.
Oh.
Math teacher.
Puns.
Come on now.
It's been a while since I really opened myself and put my heart on the line.
Yes.
In terms of my relationship history, probably 3 or 4 of the serious relationships I've had in my life, I came in second place.
Oh,
same, Brian. Same.
Wow, Kelly feels
it. He's like living my life.
Whoever they ended up with after me ended up being the person they were supposed to be with.
Oh,
Brian,
wow.
I should have given you my crying rug and my arbor mist. I get it. Same, dude. Listen, he's cute.
So Brian didn't get past the first week, did he?
He didn't get past night one. And this is the problem. This is just proving right now that Hannah is making really bad life choices.
Yep.
Okay, out the gate.
Sure.
We'll say this. We're just going to launch the Team Brian, Math Teacher Brian, whatever. The campaign starts right now because it worked for Grocery Store Joe. He didn't make it past night one. And look, he ended up on Dancing with the Stars, Bachelor in Paradise.
Look at him.
So here, I'm just saying, let's officially launch the campaign for hashtag Math Teacher Brian.
Math Teacher Brian.
Hashtag Bachelor in Paradise. Okay. Hashtag maybe Dancing with the Stars. Hashtag all the hashtags. You know what?
Everybody tweet it right now so we can get it viral.
Well, right. Yes. We got you, Brian. We got you.
So there was one scene last night. Kat was the one who watched The Bachelorette last night because Kelly got Bachelorette shamed by her husband. But there was a bikini contest.
A Speedo.
Excuse me. They don't wear bikinis. It is Speedo.
The mankini.
I wear mankinis.
Sure. We know.
You may call them Speedos.
Well, okay.
All right, go ahead.
Well, they were wearing Speedos, and as each guy went up, it got hotter and hotter in there. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, the funny thing is, you got to see the faces of the dudes sitting in the robes, like, as each guy's walking down, they're sizing each other up. They're like, oh, man, each one of them gets, like, more and more defeated.
Yes.
So finally, I said, was it Luke? That comes out like a Greek god. Like, the dude is like, built like a brick house.
He's so chiseled.
Is this the guy that then professed something to Hannah?
Something a little too fast. Something.
And Hannah, I can't believe I'm saying this right now.
Maybe it's the alcohol talking, but.
This is pretty crazy because it's so soon.
Shouldn't have had all those beers.
Drop it. Drop
but
the bomb.
I can't hide it. I'm genuinely.
Don't say it.
Starting.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Go down that hill.
To fall.
Yeah.
Oh, to God. Fall where? To fall where?
Fall
stop
where,
it.
Fall where? Fall where?
In love with you.
No! You're saying night two, but really is it? Because we kind of know from these whole reality love shows that they just film.
It's practically.
And they go boom, boom, boom. So it's like it's hours
soon.
After he met her,
it's
basically.
Real
soon. Yes. And one thing we really need to reflect is that this was the talent section. Like, one guy's unicycling, another's playing a trumpet. His talent
That's
was
his talent?
Professing his love.
Okay. We're not calling that a talent, Luke.
He won the Mr. Right crown.
And then Hannah later says that, well, she can't help but agree with him. Right? That he's falling in love with her?
She's like, honestly, when he says it, I believe him.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we all do. We heard it in his voice.
Listen.
We heard it in his voice.
Taylor Swift tells you when you're 15 and somebody tells you they love you, you got to believe them. But no, she's 24. We're past that stage.
And then we need to talk about Creepy Cam. Because Cam just like crashed a group date. He wasn't supposed to be on the date. He just shows up with flowers because that goes over well.
All right.
She looked real creeped out at the beginning. She looked real creeped out, but then she's like, oh, thanks for coming, and all that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah.
All right, it's so do we have a recap or anything up
yeah,
on the
up.
Website?
All right. It's up. I've just picked the highlights. All right, I mean, you don't have to suffer through the whole thing like Kat did. Thank you, Kat,
thank
for your
you,
sacrifice.
I will do this weekly for you guys.
Sacrificing your body for this. All right, it's WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Tuesdays mean we have fun with phones, and when... Maddie emailed us and just said, hey, I need you to get my boyfriend, Charles.
He's real sweet.
Such a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
I feel bad making fun of him, but you guys can. So we unleashed Derek Haas and Pepper on him.
Oh. No, I'm sorry. That just doesn't seem right.
No, listen, you don't say no to Derek.
You don't say no to Derek.
You don't say no to Derek Haas and Pepper.
He's very convincing.
Yeah, well, or sad.
He's very convincing.
Oh, he's sad.
Phone tap coming up. Hang on. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Lil Nas X living his best life right now with Billy Ray. They're just a duo.
Best friends, even. They need to do like a little parody commercial. Let me tell you about my best friend. Remember that?
Right.
Yeah, from back in the day. They need to do something like that.
All right, coming up next, it's a phone tap where Derek Haas and Pepper just has a simple ask.
Well, it's a big one.
It is kind of a big one, yeah. That with your phone tap after Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Maddie sounds precious.
Okay.
She sent us a little message. She said, I really want you guys to phone tap my boyfriend Charles.
Sure.
He is like the sweetest guy in the world. Aww. Maybe a little too sweet.
Okay.
I don't want to make fun of him being gullible, but you guys can.
Oh.
Right? LOL. Okay, you guys are the best.
All right, Charles, welcome to your phone tap.
Good morning. Tuxedo and formal wear. This is Charles.
Hi, Charles. It's Derek Haas and Pepper. I'm calling about a tuxedo rental for my wedding next month.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to need a tuxedo rental.
Okay, great. And how many in your wedding party?
Just me.
Okay, that's cool. Small wedding. Great.
Well, it's not really a small wedding. My fiance has a maid of honor and three other bridesmaids, but on my side, it's just me.
All right, that's great.
I mean, I'd like to have a best man and some groomsmen, but I just don't have a lot of friends like that, you see.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I've been married twice before, and the guys I used as best men before don't even want to be a best man for me again, and they're both friends with my ex-wives, so they're not even coming to this wedding. I mean, I guess I could ask my brother to be my best man, but he didn't even ask me to be his best man, so screw him.
Yeah, I can see where that would be complicated. So, just one tuxedo then.
Yeah. Hey, what did you say your name was again?
It's Charles.
I just had a great idea, Charles. How about if you were my best man?
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
No. Hang on. It would be perfect. I could tell people that you're my old buddy, Charles, from college.
No, I'm sorry. That just doesn't seem right.
No. Hey, hear me out. You're Charles. I mean, we were buddies back in college. We lost touch for a while, but then we got back in touch like on Facebook, and like now we're like best friends.
I can't do that, sir.
Look. I'll rent my tux from you, and I'll rent one for you too. I mean, what color do you like? What color should it be?
Black, but sir, I don't even know you. I can't be your best man.
Oh, black's perfect. Yeah. What? Here, hang on. This is what we'll do. When we go out for my bachelor party, I'll pay for everything, and I'll write the speech that you'll give at the reception.
No, I can't give a speech.
I mean, you have to. The best man always gives his speech, right?
Yeah, but I don't even know you. I'm sorry. I'd really like to help you. You know, but I can't be in someone's wedding I've never even met.
Okay. I understand. I understand. I'll come in this afternoon so we can meet. And you can measure me for the tux. And I mean, once you've measured my inseam, we're pretty much best friends, right? Best friend?
hang on. Listen,
I'll pay for the tuxes. I'll plan the bachelor party. I'll write the best man speech. All you have to do is show up.
I don't know.
Come on, Charles. You're a good guy. You could do me a favor for this one time, right?
You really don't have any friends who can help you out.
No, I really don't.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I could do this.
Oh!
Yeah!
Don't mess with me, Charles. You don't have any idea how you're helping me.
I don't know. It still seems really weird.
I mean, it's not weird at all. No. I'm sure you get asked this stuff all the time.
No, he doesn't.
So it's set, all right? You'll be my best man?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, Charles, you're the nicest guy ever. You're my best man. We're going to be best friends. I mean, I feel like we're going to do everything together from now on.
I don't know about that. I don't even know your name.
Oh, no, remember, it's Derek Hassenpepper. I mean, but you may know me as another name on 99.7 DJX.
Wait, what?
Charles, it's Ben Davis. Maddie told us to give you a call.
Are you guys kidding me? Oh, man.
Charles, you are the best.
Oh.
I mean, I cannot believe that you would say yes to a complete stranger to be a best man. That is awesome.
Oh, man. You had me going, man. You sounded so sad. That is so great. You guys are awesome.
Oh, welcome, Charles.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? You should call him Chuck. You're best friends,
Chuck,
now.
We're best friends. Chuck. That's right. Christy texts in is like, haha, most guys would say, sure, free alcohol. Yeah, sign me up.
Absolutely.
I get it.
Absolutely.
I get it.
Yes, you didn't think about that part.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go. That's a phone tap.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can always get us on the stream at thebenandkellyshow.com or ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. Get our podcast. You can get live radio, all that. And your feel-good stories. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So remember hearing that story out of New Hampshire, the cafeteria worker who got let go because... she gave a student a free lunch valued at about $8.
That is wrong. That is as wrong as when Brad's wife got fired from Cracker Barrel years ago.
This is true. This is
yes.
Bonnie, though.
Okay, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
We need justice for Bonnie.
Yeah, so justice for Bonnie. Now, after, like, the outcry, the school that fired her was like, I mean, do you want your job back?
No, sir.
And she did say no.
Good. Good for you, Bonnie.
But now, celebrity chef... Jose Andreas, who has his own Spanish TV show and has a lot of influence here in the United States with different dishes and stuff like that, has asked that she reach out and apply for this job that he has at his Washington, D.C. based food company.
There you go, Bonnie.
Yeah, so he's like reaching out and going, hey, I see what you've done and I appreciate, you know, your care.
Yes.
And I want you to be a part of my business.
Onward and upward, Bonnie.
Yeah. So there you go.
Did she take the job?
I hasn't said
Bonnie.
Whether or not she's going to take Andreas up on the offer.
Listen, let's call him, tell him that she'll take it. Just because you have to. Bonnie. Then,
what if she doesn't want to relocate?
It doesn't matter. You need to take this, Bonnie, for all of us. Take it for America.
Yeah, I hear New Hampshire's beautiful this time of year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you have to think about that?
I did a little.
You're like,
Where
is New Hampshire? Wait a minute. It's kind of the upper right portion of the United States.
Something
is that where it is?
Let's go there.
In that area?
Sounds great.
All right. That sounds wonderful. That's your feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Do them every hour. Here on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Well, you knew it wouldn't be long before lawyers got involved, but you know that photo that was taken of A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, sitting on the toilet in his apartment building in New York City?
Like, that is nightmarish.
Yeah, 36th floor of the New York
biggest invasion
apartment.
Of privacy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's just sitting there swiping on his phone.
you know, on his phone like everybody.
Like everybody else.
I mean, he's literally like everybody else. He's probably on Instagram liking photos.
Scrolling, not swiping.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Swiping means
you're single.
I was going to say, J-Lo would probably have some words if he was swiping.
He's scrolling.
No, he's scrolling on his phone, and this photo was taken, and so it's kind of gone viral, and obviously now lawyers are involved.
It may or may not be legal. There's a chance that the DA can go after this person under what's called unlawful surveillance charges.
Yeah.
Because if he took a picture for the purpose of degrading A-Rod for no legitimate purpose, then he could potentially face criminal charges.
Yeah.
I would call that degrading.
Now, listen, I understand that you may have photos of your significant other on your phone, but
that's different.
This is different.
This is a stranger peering into your window when you are unaware.
Right.
And you're not putting the pictures of your significant other on blast.
No, that's true.
Exactly.
That's just for you.
Because you know they're wanting to sell that photo to as many outlets that'll pay for it.
I know. Literally, there are several reasons why I'm never going to leave my wife. But one of them, probably small, very, very far down on the list. She's got way too much on me. She's got pictures. In fact, she just sent me photo other day. Yes.
Of what? Her feet in the bathroom?
Something that, no, I do that every day.
You do that.
I send her, I just let her know that I'm regular.
That's great. that's such a great sharing.
Yeah.
And sharing is caring.
Right.
Is it not?
Right, exactly. No, she just sent me a photo that had popped up in her Google Memories of 8 years ago of me and my daughter Zoe getting out of the shower. So it was.
So there's nakedness. Were you using Zoe as a loincloth?
Yes.
Kind of. Oh, okay. That's. Yeah, you should probably keep that to yourself. You should probably just keep that. You know what? Keep that for the photo montage at her wedding.
Right.
Then you pull that one out.
So our point is that J-Lo may have those photos of A-Rod on her phone, but we don't need
to
see it.
She does.
We don't need to see it.
I don't peg J-Lo as being one that needs to see pictures of A-Rod on the toilet. I don't see that for her.
Hey, you don't know what does it for
her. You are correct, but I'm guessing. I'm speculating. She doesn't seem like the type.
All right. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Of course, Game of Thrones. They have history being made on their final episode of the series there. 13.6 million viewers on the initial watch. 19 as people are headed back and watching it on HBO, the streaming service.
It's probably best that it's over because they keep finding mistakes.
I know. Now,
like a water bottle.
Yeah, I was going to say, first it was a coffee cup.
Yeah.
Now it's a water bottle.
Sure.
Uh-huh. In the last episode.
It's about the 46-minute mark.
Yeah, we've highlighted that. You can see it at WDJX.com. And it was kind of cool because, you know, obviously Sophie Turner is in the series. Well known. She's a Stark. And that's how she met Joe Jonas.
She met him because of the show?
Because of the show. So,
was he a fan?
Well, Joe tweeted just yesterday, when you realize Game of Thrones is over vibes, congratulations to everyone that worked on this incredible show, life-changing television. I have you to thank for introducing me to the incredible Sophie Turner.
Aww.
Long live the queen of the blank, blank North.
Awesome. Awesome. And now they're married. It's
and
okay.
Now they're married, yeah. And then I saw this story where Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas literally like broke up right before they got engaged.
For like 24 hours.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, this is dumb. Right. We were just nervous, but this is dumb. So then they got married.
Yeah.
That's great. Cool it's stuff. So cute. No. I love, love.
Love, love. Love.
So if you are upset about the end of Game of Thrones, you have Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner's love to keep you going.
Yeah, you can just look at their love and go, oh, if not for this show, they would not even be a thing.
Exactly.
All right, so there you go. Yeah, you can see that, WDJX.com, that little water bottle slip there on the website. Also, you can see everything from the show, podcast. You can catch up on what we talked about, everything from directions or erections to the shower thoughts.
You can't just say it like that.
The phone tap.
Oh, my God.
To the phone tap.
You can't just, like, breeze right by that.
I have to. Just make it just lay it down as a blanket.
Thanks, Traffic Lady Karen.
Yeah, Office Lady Karen.
Yeah, it's all good.
Doing the traffic needs to just make sure she's enunciating.
Enunciation is fine. Yeah. Ah, it's fine. Okay. It's fine. But once you hear it, you'll never hear it the same
again. Yeah, you can't unhear it.
All right, so that'll do it for us. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.